Just show up. That was something I wrote in my first journal entry of 2024. And I've never been a big fan of New Year's resolutions since 2017. That was like the last time I actually made one that I half-assed, technically. I accomplished like half of them, but never again, you know. So I think this year is like just showing up. Like that's really the entire intention, if you will. I'm no longer in school. I'm done with that. And now I'm off to, you know, the real world where things get tough, things get real. You know, responsibilities come kicking in, and you know, adulthood starts to kind of loom over me as, you know, I go through the days, right? And to be honest with you, like, the past few days have not been kind to me. I know that I should, you know, kind of like take a chill pill and just like, you know, like just rest for once, you know, but at the same time, it's like I have so much time in the world and so much free time, I suppose, that yes, I do my personal projects and whatnot, but you know, a part of me just does it leisurely, I guess, just because like I still want to honor, you know, being able to take that chill pill and, you know, just kind of relax in a bit. But another side of me is like, you know, wanting to always contribute something at the end of every day so that my future self can thank myself for it, you know. And, you know, I was kind of like reminded that, you know, in order to make something of yourself, you know, to really showcase the best of your craft and, you know, I guess just prove yourself right, is just to focus on the next step ahead of you. And I've said this so many times, but like I've never been too fond of following through with my own advice, which is, you know, ironic, as I've said so many times. But I feel like it's about time the lesson is finally learned. And yeah, I guess now it's just really about like just taking it one day at a time, you know, like doing what I can with what I have, with the time I have, with the resources I have, right? Like right now, all I can do is take in, you know, orders from my clients, from my writing gig, and I just got my first one earlier today, which was nice. And I guess, you know, this whole thing of just figuring it out is really like a living testament, or like, you know, a lifelong project, if you will. So, you know, expect me to do this until like I'm 80 or something. But yeah, you know, I just hope one day, like, you know, I can at least look back at this, or, you know, you can take something out of this that, you know, hey, you know, if you're ever going through something like this, like this is some idea of like how to tackle this, or how I handled it, or what I struggled with. And if you happen to, you know, encounter the same things, then, you know, I hope, you know, this recording like gave you some insights, or, you know, an angle, if you will, to kind of like go about the problem, if you will, right? And yeah, it's pretty overwhelming, like after you graduate, because like you're so compelled to, you know, prove everyone wrong and, you know, grab that, get climbing to that corporate ladder and, you know, stabilize yourself, get a decent job, be able to live comfortably, right? Like find a wife, have kids, and get married before that. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. And, you know, get old together and whatnot, right? Like, I want those things and it would be nice, but you know, you gotta take it one step at a time, right? And you know, it's like I'm in point A and I'm trying to get to point B. And like right now, it's just, I feel like I'm too stuck up on the want to get to point B instead of like focusing the steps that I need to get to point B from point A. And I guess like patience is something that I've been struggling with, if you will. Like, you know, I want this, I want that. Like, I just can't seem to kind of let go of things I can't control to some extent. Like, I've definitely, you know, gotten better, like, if you were to ask me, like, from last year. But I'd be lying if I said I have that all figured out, you know, because I don't. So, yeah, you know, I guess just showing up for myself, like one step at a time, show up for yourself one step at a time. You know, like earlier today, for the first time, I actually did not feel like working out at all. Like genuinely and truly, like I felt like I was defeated. Like, you know, I don't know what it was, but like I just didn't feel like working out. And you know, I think being a creature of habit, like building yourself a routine for over 5 years now, just really, that's when it starts to really kick in. Like, that's when it starts to really, you know, get you through the toughest days, you know, even when you don't feel like it. And I showed up to the gym today, you know, and I think there was, you know, this influencer runner, I think her name is like Holly Brooke or something like that. And she said, you know, your best looks different every day. And that really hit me, you know. I feel like we people who strive to want to be great, you know, to do better and become the best versions of themselves, like hold a really high standard of themselves, right? In everything that they do. But I think every day we're constantly, you know, breaking ourselves down and building ourselves back up on a constant basis, you know, from a micro scale to a macro scale. So, you know, sometimes your best is simply like not pressing snooze. Sometimes your best is running a 12K for the first time. Sometimes your best is simply to get your, you know, to-do list done at work. And you know, you finally like get to close the computer, check off those to-do lists, reply to those emails, you know, and have that meaningful one-to-one with your, you know, your boss or your supervisor, and that's enough, you know. And sometimes it's simply to just go about the day, you know, make sure that you've eaten, make sure that you've slept enough, right? Make sure that you've showered, you've brushed your teeth, and that's it, you know, that's enough. So I guess however, you know, however your best looks like for you, just do that, you know, no matter how small it may seem. It means a lot, you know, like just showing up from a day-to-day basis. And you'd be surprised by how far you'll go, you know? So just keep going and just keep showing up, 'cause I know it'll get me through this, and I know it will for you too. Cheers.